A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father learns from him and comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from the Father, and he has seen the Father." Yes. "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that came down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of this world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise Lord Jesus Christ.
Our faith, our Eucharist, the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our lives. We have some very interesting readings today. The book of Kings, about a journey of Elijah running away because they were after to kill him. And God intervenes to keep him alive so that he may come to the mountain of Horeb, that God may speak to him again about his mission to the Jewish people. We have in the gospel today our Lord's discourse as to he being the bread of life, the Eucharist. Our bread of life, every day of our lives, and here on Sundays, of course, most assuredly. And we have in St. Paul a very quick lesson of what it's all about. So I'd like to ask three questions. Who is this Jesus? And who are we? And what does all of this ask of you and me? First of all, who is this Jesus? Very important question for us to go through in our life. We must examine it faithfully and thoroughly to understand what our Lord is saying to you and me every day of our life. Paul in his Colossians is speaking about this, and he identifies Jesus in a way. He is the firstborn of God. Firstborn before all that is. In him, everything exists because of him. He is the end of all and the beginning of all in creation. He is the source of all life. He is the Son of God and present to us. Paul makes it very clear in Colossians as to who Jesus is. And we in our life must understand that in our faith, every day that we live our faith. You know as well as I that living Christ in this world, in his message, and what it means, will bring about the bumps and bruises and the joys and sorrows of our life. There's no way of getting away from that. Living the message of Jesus is very demanding for us all here and now. It never has changed. But he does care about us. And I'd like to go back to remember the Last Supper, especially in the Gospel of John. The Last Supper. He prays for, first of all, his disciples and asking his Father's help for them, knowing full well that His death is imminent. The cross is going to be carried. He knows this. But not only does he pray for them, he prays for us. And this in the prayer and chapter 18, verse 20. He says, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them as you have loved me. That's you and I. The Last Supper our Lord is very concerned about his disciples, knowing full well that not many of them are going to be around, if any of them, at the time of his arrest and crucifixion. A very dark period in his mortal life, knowing full well what was going to happen. Not only to himself, but to his very disciples. So he prays for them and asking God's strength, but this prayer that I just read is for you and me. His concern for you and me is just as dear and just as important, that we understand who our Lord is in our life and what he is all about in our life, that we must consecrate ourselves. So I'm going to go back again to Colossians. In Jesus Christ were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself is preeminent. That's who you and I receive. Yes, that's who he is. This is Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 to 18, I have found no other definition that tells me who Jesus is. Believe me, for myself, I use it all the time. In fact, I carry it with me all the time. I must keep reminding myself what he's all about and what he is to you and me in our life, and should be to you and me in our life. So as we try to understand this notion or idea of the Eucharist, it demands faith. There's no doubt about that. It does. But it also is a way looking at him as who he is in our life. And we must try to understand it. So I recommend highly Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. And I say this honestly from my heart. If any of us ever needed a definition of who Jesus Christ is, this is it. This is it. I go to Paul to the Ephesians now in today's reading. What does he ask of you and me? What are we all about? Where is this headed? Remember he gave them the Beatitudes, the Blesseds. It's a lot to remember. It's a lot to try to understand. And above all, it's a lot to try to put into effect in our life. That's how demanding the Beatitudes are. But I have, in my own way, boiled them down to three things. Three things, and I ask you please to remember them, because in the Eucharist, living Christ is what he asks of us, because this is what he did. And Paul says this. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. Do not grieve it. Then he says, all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reveling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. That's our task. That's what you and I must be about in this world. This is what the Eucharist helps us to live in receiving our Lord and understanding who He is and what He's all about in our life. Again, the bumpy road, the pitfall, the bruises, the sorrow, and the joy, they all come out in this. We all know that. But the strength for us to live this and get through this is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to receive Him and understand how He comes to us and who He is that comes to us. What He's about and what He asks of us each day of our life. So I propose that to you, trying to understand this Eucharist we all celebrate all the time. I recommend strongly that you look upon the Eucharist as receiving the person of Christ, the person of Christ, His personality, His being within us. Strengthen our faith to understand that and the demands of that. This is our great faith. This is why we are here. Forget about an obligation. I'm serious. Think about the fact that His gift of love, of strength, that we all need for this crazy journey in life. That's why we really celebrate. That's why we should be here.
In order to live Him every day of our life as best as we possibly can. My dear people of God, the Lord comes to us in many ways. The question is, how do we come to Him and understand Him in our life?
At our Eucharist today, I ask us all very solemnly to receive Him as best as we can in faith, and knowing full well that in that faith is the life of Christ for all of us to live this world as best as we can. He's alive, and He wants us to be well with Him. I can't diminish the bumps and the bruises and the pain and the sorrows in life. None of us really can. But He's there to help us through every one of them. Because that in Him is the great joy of His redemption for you and me. May God bless us on that journey with Christ each day of our life. Amen.